Hello, this is Curtis Brown.
Hey, Curtis. This is Maria Granamenico. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
I think everyone else is slowly loading on. Hold on one second. Let me just make sure that they have everything.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not quite one, and I have the call on record, and we'll begin shortly.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Devin.
Devin, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We'll start in just a moment.
Awesome. Yeah, I think people are just getting logged on.
Okay.
Are they calling us, or how are we doing
this? I just conference you on the line.
Oh, they're on. All right, so they're conferencing on your line.
Yes. Curtis, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, Curtis, Mike Aljancic.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy, excited to be speaking with you guys finally.
Yeah, we're excited too. Been a long-awaited time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm looking forward to a budding relationship and really helping your team really come together and grow in the direction you'd like to go.
So, let's do it.
All right, so we're going to begin. We got everybody that should be on the call at this point?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So we have Michael, Maria, is it Manny Day?
Or Mary Day.
Okay. And,
like Merry Christmas, only better.
Mary, okay, got it. We got John and Adrian as well.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you filled out the pre-work sheet, and so I have a sense of where you are right now in terms of total assets and total production. Okay? Now, we're going to go through a lot of information, and you're going to, at times, feel overwhelmed with the information, okay? And I want you to feel comfortable asking me any questions that you'd like. The typical call will last about 30 minutes. What you should do prior to each call is review the material in the PDF manual that we sent. Now, one of the suggestions that I have is take your manual, put it in a notebook, and grab some tabs and tab it off 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way through 12 weeks. That makes it easier to go back and reference any materials that you need to reference. The calls are being recorded. They don't go to anybody. Everything is confidential to you. You're going to receive a link that will allow you to go back and pull the link and recap the call in the event that someone is not present. They can go back and hear the call. Okay? So you'll be receiving a link on that. You'll also receive a video link from the staff, which will, you know, kind of preview the materials that will be covered. So you're going to get reinforcement from the video, reinforcement from the call recording, and then you're going to get reinforcement from me. So that's kind of operates. You have to leave it to yourself to open up. And if you don't, I'm going to call on you and ask you if you're getting it, if you're understanding. And I'm going to give you my cell phone number. So write this down. It's 925-324-3983. Periodically, a question may come up. You can email me. And if you need a little more of a phone response, just call me, okay? And I'll be happy to speak with you. So that's kind of the relationship piece that I'd love to have with Paul. I'm going to be keeping my own folder with notes on you so I can refresh my memory of what we've covered, okay? So let's get into the material. The first week we deal with, before I go on, is all of that pretty clear to everyone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the first, we get into segmentation. And I'm going to send out an article on segmentation to you after our call that you might find relevant. But segmentation is about you getting back to what you enjoy, giving clients the best experience, okay? And in Supernova, there's no more A, B, C, and D clients, okay? So that's the kind of the introduction to segmentation. We want to right-size the book, okay? And it's hard for a lot of people to accept that by reducing some clients, that they're able to get the exponential growth in their practice. So trust me, it works. The next thing is the minimum service level. Okay? Get this embedded in your mind. The concept of 12, 4, 2. Okay? 12 refers to the number of client contacts on an annual basis. 12 contacts. 4 appointments, with 2 of the appointments being reviews on the phone and the other being in-person reviews. So 12, 4, 2. Okay. Then every client should receive a rapid response to problems with a one hour callback resolution. Now, sometimes the resolution might take a day or two to fully come together, but it's okay. But you must give them a response in 1 hour, at least, within an hour. And then every client should have a financial plan and be focused on intergenerational planning. So that is your minimum service level. Now I'll stop right there for a moment and ask for feedback and questions on the model and the concept. Anything thus far?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Michael, you good?
Yep.
Okay. Now, introduction to segmentation. We're going to try to get down to your core, and we're going to employ Pareto's rule, which is the 80-20 rule, that 20% of your clients are going to give you 80% of your revenue. Now, how do we determine who the best clients are? Well, we have 9 screens we go through to try to determine whether or not we keep a client, and this is good for the future in terms of client acquisition, which comes much, much later in the Supernova discussion. So we'll talk about these 9 screens. Then we also have what's called a minimum and a maximum. So, and this is important, you should write this down. You don't have to write it down because it's in the video and it's on the call. The absolute minimum, okay, is the real average of your practice. They're the 100 households per advisor that you want to keep. Okay? Now, your target minimum is the average of the top 20% of the 100 that we're keeping. So, what's ideal is who you want to be referenced to. So, for example, if you looked at that average of the top 100, the 20, maybe the average is $2.5 million in assets, okay? So that's going to be your targeted minimum. This is what you tell your centers of influence, okay? And we're going to show you how to develop centers of influence. Exceptions can be made between your absolute minimum, which might be 1 million, and your target, which might be 2.5. It's different for everybody. So you want to avoid accounts that are below your absolute minimum. Okay. Did you follow that? Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the maximum refers to the maximum number of households that you're willing to work with. I mean, if you did the math and you did 12 contacts, that's going to tell you it's probably going to get down to 85 to 90, but the maximum has to be 100, okay? Because you can't implement the strategy when you're working with more than 100 relationships per advisor, per team member, okay? Now, the concept that we have for the smaller relationships that might be related to a major household, you know, for example, if you've got a $5 million relationship and Aunt Susie needs some attention and you're not going to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't work with Aunt Susie, we have a concept called butlers, okay? Every 3 butlers equals 1 client. Now, a butler is Aunt Susie. It might be an adult child. It could be a relative. But they get what's called the 4-1 service. They don't meet your absolute minimums. They don't meet your target minimums, okay? But they get a 4-1 service. They get 4 contacts and 1 review on an annual basis. Now, what you have to be careful is that your butlers cannot exceed 20% of your households. So you have to pick and choose who you can work with. Okay. So these butlers may be children of your top 20%. So what we're doing with the whole segmentation process is we're looking at ways in which we can free up your time so that you can have the kind of upside that you expect in your practice. So that we can move toward developing a referral-based business. Now, we're going to have a section where we talk about referrals. And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to work like, hey, you got any referrals today? Hey, how about a referral? You know, we're going to come up with, I have a script that will detail an acquisition strategy that will get new relationships, okay? So, in Supernova, there's only one client segment. Like I said before, no ABC and D books. So less is more, okay? And when you've been doing business a certain way, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to begin to think that way, okay? So bear with me. Any questions about the service model and the butlers and the absolute minimum and max thus far?
No, sir.
Okay. So just feel free to chime in. So the next thing we want to cover is client screens. How do we want to determine if the client is a client that we want to take? Okay? We look at account by production or household by production. We look at the value of the asset. And you all are experienced, and you know that having $10 million in treasury bills doesn't quite do it for you. So we want to look at the value of the assets. We want to look at, number three, likability. Okay? I'm sure in your experience and throughout your career, the phone would ring. The client associate might say, I've got John Jones on the phone, and you look at that phone and you look at that receiver and you say, I don't think so. Call him back. Okay? So likability is key. All right. So production/revenue, the value of assets, and likability. The next is trust. You know, there's got to be a mutual trust. When you call and you have something to say, your judgment, your recommendations must be accepted. Next is they accept your recommendations. Those that don't, you know, over time, have no place in your book. You call them, but they just reject you outright. So that's the fifth screen. The sixth screen is profitability. You know, you don't want the client that is calling you three or four times a day looking for a quote. And this is really critical in how you spend your time. And you deserve to be paid. You deserve to be paid. And then you're going to look at number seven, which is an opportunity for future growth. Is this a client that you can grow with? He's that entrepreneur. He's that business owner. He's the fast-track corporate executive. He's the doctor with the professional practice that continues to grow pension assets. So you want to look at opportunity for future growth. And number eight is, are they a center of influence? You know, it could be like the president of the local chamber, the executive that heads up, you know, a nonprofit that has filters throughout the community, as an example. And they've got to have access, and can they refer business to you? That's a center of influence. But above all, it's the rule of common sense that determines whether or not you can keep a relationship. Okay, and the final one, that was the final one, the rule of common sense. And you're going to look at that in terms of a center of influence. So you may have a center of influence that may not do the business, but they're capable of referring 6 to 7 quality relationships on an annual basis. Okay. So keep that in mind as we continue. Many of these concepts will be discussed throughout the program. Okay. The next thing I'd like to cover is introducing the service model to clients and improving the quality of the client experience. Okay. Now, Cindy is going to, and probably after 3 or 4 sessions, is going to put the team through what's called the scheduler. And it's a tool for scheduling the client contacts. So, you know, immediately clients are going to say, oh, wow, what's new? And, you know, your response is that, you know, they're going to say, well, why should I schedule appointments? Your response is, we value your time. We want to be courteous. And we have action steps that should be followed as a result of each of the calls. And in Supernova, clients will receive an agenda and reminder of the upcoming call. After the call is completed, you will identify what you agreed on, a brief summary of what was discussed, and some of the next steps. So if it's, we agreed to rebalance, we're going to move, reduce our fixed income exposure by 50% to 40%. We're going to move 10% in cash. We're going to maintain our equity exposure. You know, you're going to put that in there as a as kind of a recap of your discussion. And if you're going to talk about long-term care, you've made the presentation. On the next call, we're going to talk about implementation. We're going to look at tax-deferred annuities, 1031 exchanges. So those are the kinds of things you put in that summary. We're going to show you, you know, a sample of how to do that. Then they may say, well, why once per month? Okay? So we all have examples where we haven't been in touch with someone for a while. And then we get in touch and we get these new revelations. Somebody got married. Somebody had a baby. He sold a business. He got promoted. He got a big bonus. And, you know, the example I'm going to share with you is a business owner sold his business for $5 million. Goldman Sachs was all over it, and he hadn't heard from his advisor in three months or so, and the money went to Goldman. So we want to avoid instances where that happens and you're totally unaware. So when you're keeping in touch like that, even though initially they may say, I thought it was going well the way that it was. Well, I'm stepping up my game, Mr. Jones. I'm going to provide you a concierge service. Let me give you another example, not related to the business. I was driving from San Diego to back to the San Francisco Bay Area, and my car was smoking, had too much oil in it. I called Mercedes in Laguna Niguel, stopped there, and they said, "Mr. Brown, yeah, bring it in. And would you like us to tow it on a flatbed, or are you able to drive it?" I said, "I'm fine. I can drive it." And I had my family with me, pulled in, and they said, "I can have your car ready in about an hour. Feel free to go into the lounge area. We have some fruit. We got drinks in there." And there were leather seats and big screen televisions. I was comfortable. And they fixed the oil problem and said I had a cracked top. And they steam cleaned the engine, and they washed and vacuumed the interior. Then he was checking with me periodically to give me updates on the progress they were making. I got back to San Francisco. They called me and said, "Did everything go okay? Was it a safe trip? You know, did the car perform, you know, well?" And I'm thinking, man, these people were all over me. I like that. I like that kind of service. And you're going to expect that service from a Ritz-Carlton, from a Four Seasons, so on and so forth. Why can't clients expect that concierge service from you? So that's what we're going to try to build, okay? All right. Now, and I'm sure you have many examples where, you know, someone gave you such great service that you kept coming back. You know, I myself, sometimes I get tired of press one for this and press two for that, press three for this, and then there's another layer. One if you want this, two if you want that, three if you want this, and it goes on, seems to go on. And then somehow I get disconnected, and it's frustrating, okay? So concierge service, that's where we're headed. So the other reason that they may ask you, well, why are you contacting me so often? You want to have your communication organized. It's agenda-based. You want to have meaningful conversation. You want them kind of prepared on the other end so your calls don't go on ad infinitum. They're very specific with what needs to be covered. And by the way, the agenda, and I'm going to be reviewing this with you, is their agenda is always the first agenda. So before we get started, you know, today, Michael, is there anything on your mind, anything you want to discuss before we go into the materials today? That's how we begin each. Oh.
Hold on 1 second. I think I can fix this.
Okay. Are we still there?
We're all here.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. So you got my last comments. Now, what I want to cover next, were there any questions on the client responses to, you know, the 12-4-2 service model? And we'll cover that some more in subsequent calls. Any questions? Okay. Okay, I've got two more items to cover. Busy people schedule everything, and so one of the reasons that we also schedule is we want to eliminate the phone tag. Again, we're trying to free up your time to have a greater impact with your client relationships. And your clients may say that there's not enough to talk about. And believe me, when you do these financial plans, oftentimes we start covering the most important items, and there's a whole list of maybe items that aren't as urgent that we never get to. And that's because we don't have a lot of time. So, you know, examples of this are like long-term care. I shared this theme of long-term care with another team that I coach, and 1 month they had 30 cases of long-term care. Okay, so that's an example. So the other thing that it allows you to do is be prepared for each call. Okay, you want to put a wall of confidence around your best clients. So the next thing is when you're on this type of concierge service, it's like when you go to the golf course and you take a guest and they have that wonderful time, you feed them, you play golf. The next thing that comes out of their mouth is, next time, let's do it at my club. Okay? And so you want clients to feel a sense of reciprocity that they want to do something good for you. So that's what we're setting up. That's going to lead to client acquisition. So you're going to respond to a positive action with another positive action. Okay. Any questions on that? Rule of reciprocity. Got that?
That makes total sense. Got it.
Okay. Next thing is the stair step to the stars. And this is the process. If you're going to be making a handoff of client relationships, it's training another advisor in the office with different minimum standards. So you'd be reassigning clients that you've outgrown. Now, clients would still receive the Supernova service, but your minimums have changed. So you don't want the client to receive a lesser service. So, you know, when you reassign to an associate, they've got to get the same high level of service. And so that is what you're going to do. So the key is to make sure they're trained. It's either going to be an advisor that's working with you, or it's going to be someone that you will network with. That's stair step to the stars, because, you know, your absolute minimums and your targets are going to continue to evolve. Now, here's what I'd like you to think about for our next call by way of homework assignment. I'd like you to begin to, and we have sample letters that can go to clients, but I'd like you to go through the screening process and really determine how you are going to right-size your book and setting your minimum and your max targets. And then when we open up the call next week, kind of have an understanding of what your targets are going to be, and they're going to be relating to your goals, okay? Your household goals and your revenue per household, okay? All right, now we covered a lot. So research your clients against your minimum and your personal screens. Decide who you're going to keep, whom you're going to give to another advisor. Inform your team about the changes and what to expect. Identify another advisor to absorb your segmented clients or send them. Now, this is going to take, you're not going to get this done in 1 week, and we don't expect you to. And I'd like you to practice kind of the script in terms of how you would describe your new service model. Okay? And you might begin to start thinking about that first 20% that you want to segment. Okay? Now let me stop there and ask if there are any questions about anything that we've covered today. And if we're kind of on the same page or if we're fuzzy about a few things, please feel free to speak up.
I think we're good.
Michael, Maria, Devin.
I'm totally good.
Okay. All right. Because your role is so critical to this whole process, and you're going to begin to really, really understand that. Okay, Michael, how did this go? First session.
I think this gives us something to work on.
Okay. Like I told you, we're going to cover a lot of materials. Feel free to, you know, chime in and... you know, it's going to get a little bit more intense, and then it's going to get like really, really good. Okay? It's going to get really, really good for you. All right. So I hope this was a good session for you, and you were all very attentive, and I look forward to our call next week.
Terrific.
Thanks,
all right.
Bruce.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.